Nickel Belt MPP and NDP health critic France Chalinas believes the Ontario government needs to promote itself less and do more for the people. Chalinas was speaking out in the Ontario legislature on Monday when she said the province is spending far too much money on advertising at a time when many healthcare facilities are struggling to stay open. This government spent over $100 million of taxpayer money on advertising to try to convince us that things have never been better in Ontario. Meanwhile, 2024 was the worst year on record for our closures, food bank usage and homelessness are at record high, and 2.5 million Ontarians do not have a family physician, said Chalinas. Ontario's taxpayers want healthcare, not partisan advertising, she added. Chalinas also said that the healthcare system is struggling to find new people because of the shortage of doctors and nurses. Chalinas asked the government to explain how $100 million spent on advertising was a better investment than spending the same amount for healthcare. Anthony Liardi, the parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Health, responded to Chalinas, saying it was the previous Liberal government that starved the Ministry of Health budget, but in contrast, the current Conservative government is investing a record amount of money in the public healthcare system. Liardi said Ontario has increased $60 billion worth of health spending in 2018 to $85 billion in health spending in 2024. He said the Conservatives have also spent $44 million to reduce emergency room wait times, along with a $10 million fund to assist nurses with upskilling for emergency department procedures. Chalinas responded to Liardi that healthcare organizations have come to Queen's Park many times in 2024 to advise that the system is failing, unlike the picture being portrayed in government advertising. Just last week, more than a dozen healthcare organizations came to Queen's Park to tell the government that our healthcare system is in crisis. What we heard from them stands in stark contrast to what the government's ads want us to believe, she said. But the government can't fool the public about healthcare. Ontarians know they are being left unable to access an emergency room when they need it. We know we are unable to find a family doctor or get mental health services for their child, said Chalinas. Liardi responded to Chalinas that the province remains focused on patient-centered and team-based care throughout Ontario. He said Ontario leads all other provinces in connecting patients to primary care with roughly 90% of all residents connected to primary care. He said one of the ways Ontario is doing this is by having more internationally trained doctors enter the Ontario system. Liardi said an additional 4 physicians with international training are in the process of setting up practice in Sudbury, which Liardi said could provide primary care to as many as 4,800 area residents.